Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled Sharing My Good Fortune with Sentient Beings by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Liaoning Province.
Sharing My Good Fortune with Sentient Beings by Falun Dafa practitioner in Liaoning Province. Greetings to respectable master. Greetings to fellow practitioners. I am a doctor. I was in my 20s when I first started to practice Falun Dafa in 1994. To be able to practice Dafa and attend master's lectures is what I am most proud and happy about in my life. This feeling of good fortune has never left me and helps me to remain steadfast in my cultivation. Diligent in Fa study. From the very beginning of my cultivation, I recognized that Dafa was precious, so I have always been diligent in studying the Fa. Initially, John Falun had not yet been published, so I copied Falun Gong and then memorized a section in Chapter 2 titled Cultivation of Both Mind and Body. When John Falun was published, I read, copied, and memorized it. Because I stayed diligent in Fa study, my cultivation has been steady. Although my third eye is not opened, Master has still revealed miracles to me. When I was reading John Falun in January 1997, my main consciousness could clearly feel that Master was pulling me upwards. It was like Master was on top of the roof or at the edge of a cliff and was hauling me upwards. I felt like I was suspended in the air. There were many bad things on my body making me very heavy. I felt that Master was so tired that he broke out into a sweat. Tears filled my eyes. I deeply felt that Master endured unimaginable pain in order to save practitioners. Practitioners who could see other dimensions saw what Master withstood on behalf of practitioners and wrote it down. I deeply believe what they wrote. That same month, Master had yet to separate the portion of us that had finished cultivation from the portion that was still cultivating. One day when I was reading John Falun, I clearly felt that the part of me which had completed cultivation was so clean and pure. I had never felt this wonderful feeling before. I later came to understand that this was the portion of me that had finished cultivation. Master was encouraging me to be diligent, facing persecution with a pure attitude. The persecution of Falun Gong began in 1999. I went to Beijing to validate Dafa and was harassed by the police. However, because I had strong righteous thoughts and was able to let go of my attachments, this storm passed very quickly. At that time, I was in Beijing. I could really feel the evil all over the place coming from the cosmos. I broke through it layer by layer. When I recall this feeling of shock and fear, I feel overwhelmed. Many things that happened and the path we took were like Master has said. They cannot be repeated. We can only treasure the path we have already taken and continue to walk on this path well. I have always been comfortable financially. When funds were needed for validating Dafa, I contributed to the truth-clarifying activity. Manifesting the manner of Dafa practitioners. At home, I made sure I followed the requirements of Dafa. When I cultivate, it means cultivating myself, and it does not mean changing others. I am very gentle and understanding to my husband. I do not have expectations of him or desires. I only require myself to do well, so we rarely have tensions. My children are all very obedient. I am always smiling when I see my husband. Because cultivation fills my heart with joy, this attitude frequently makes my family members willing to be with me. I am a doctor at a private clinic, and I try my best to provide good medical services for my patients. I think from their viewpoint and provide them with what they need. at the same time, I use the opportunity to tell the people around me about the wonderfulness of Falun Dafa, as well as encourage them to renounce their membership in the CCP and its affiliate organizations. Clarify the truth to different people using different ways. In 2001, in order to allow more sentient beings to know the truth about Falun Dafa, I wanted to produce informational materials and distribute them. At that time, I still did not know how to get on the internet, but I did learn how to receive emails from the Mingwei website, so I rearranged them and emailed them to others. Later, I was able to access the Mingwei website and use the materials from there. Once, when I finished distributing one set of materials, I went on to the next one. When I turned around, I saw a young teenage girl about 14 or 15 sitting on the wooden stool, reading the materials. I should say that it was Master giving me encouragement. Another time, when I clarified the truth about Falun Gong to a cab driver, I said, "I heard a policeman say that a Falun Gong practitioner who was working at the water company was arrested. His company head personally went to bail him out. This Falun Gong practitioner was responsible for procuring equipment that cost tens of thousands and even in the millions. It is extremely tempting to accept bribes in this area, so his company head only trusts this practitioner to do this job." Some people had misgivings about Falun Gong. After they interacted with me, they told me that they could not imagine that a doctor like me would practice Falun Gong. They came to realize that Falun Gong practitioners are from all different walks of life. From what they said, I knew that Master was encouraging me to tell more people the truth about Falun Gong to save them. By following the requirements of Dafa and being considerate of others and sentient beings, I will be able to clarify the truth well and save more sentient beings. During the process of saving sentient beings, I did not have any concerns. The moment I realized that I possessed concerns, I would get rid of them, so my path of cultivation was very steady. I share the happiness I experienced after practicing Falun Gong with sentient beings. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners. If there is anything inappropriate, please point it out with compassion.
Thank you for listening to the Mingwei Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.